Bemidji State University's A.C. Clark Library was chosen as a host site for a traveling exhibit called Native Voices. The exhibit that's making its way to selected libraries through a competitive process explores the interconnectedness of wellness, illness, and cultural life for Native Americans. It opens today on the BSU campus, and BSU librarian Dee Dee Narum is here to tell us more about it. Good morning, Dee Dee.
Morning, Katie.
So the BSU library had to compete with other libraries to get this exhibit. What was that process like?
It was a competitive essay contest. Another librarian, Patrick Leport, and I worked on it in late 2015, actually. And the project is part of a partnership with the American Libraries Association and the National Library of Medicine. And they asked essay questions about community interests, demographics, and possible programming that would focus on the project. And we answered, you know, some of the answers that we addressed were our proximity to the White Earth, the Red Lake, and the Leech Lake reservations, our resources on campus, such as the American Indian Resources Center, our programming on campus, and our student population. And we felt like it would be of great interest to the community, both Native and non-Native. So we addressed a lot of that.
Right. So what can people, now that it's up, what can you tell us about it?
Well, it's set up with banners, each describing the themes of individual, community, tradition, nature, and healing. And it's a series of interviews with Native Americans, Alaska Natives, and Native Hawaiians using iPads and headphones, and the interviews weave through all of the themes, and it's pretty powerful to hear the issues addressed from their perspectives in their own words.
So like if I was going to go, and it's on the third floor of the library?
It's on the third floor of the library, the main entrance.
Anybody can go?
Yep, community's welcome. We're hoping we get a lot of community participation.
Yeah, so I could just go sit down.
Absolutely.
Put a headset on.
Yep.
And start listening to stories.
Yep.
Have you listened to a bunch of stories?
Them.
What can you tell us about one or two that really kind of struck you as wow, or just made you think about something differently?
A lot of what I'd heard very small bits about is the schooling system when the Natives were taken away from home and brought to schools, and how that affected generations. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I didn't have that kind of information before, and it was just really eye-opening. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I really liked, because it talks about, you know, their ideas of health and illness, it was repeated several times in some of the interviews that the individual, it's not just individual, they're connected to the community and the land and nature. That's all part of their health. So.
Right. So that really did help you better understand that interconnectedness.
Right.
Between physical and community health, would you say?
Right. In one of the interviews, someone said an individual cannot be healthy if the community is not healthy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about this power of personal storytelling or story sharing. Like, I mean, you probably heard about this, about Native people being taken away to go to boarding schools. But
right.
There
I'd
was
heard
a
very
different
little
experience
about it.
When you heard
You
a
hear
story.
It in their own voice. And what I thought was interesting is it being a series of interviews, it kind of goes back to their tradition of storytelling and their oral tradition. And so I liked that's what the iPad interviews made me think of, is you're listening to it in their own words and it's their voice. And so it's so totally properly named Native Voices.
Yeah, so the stories are building bridges.
Yes. And they're all, the way that the interviews are set up, you can navigate them through an individual person who speaks to all the themes, or you can navigate them from the theme. You can go to healing, or you can go to nature, and you can see several people being interviewed about that theme. Mm-hmm. And so you can navigate it different ways depending on what you're interested in and what strikes you.
Interesting. So this is going to be up through the rest of this month, mm-hmm. and there are some other activities in conjunction.
Right. We have, for one thing, we have an opening reception on Tuesday, January 15th. We're waiting until then because classes start on Monday and the students will be back too. So we're going to hold off a little bit until they're all back and everything's up and
But going. The library is open now.
But the library is open
community
now.
Community members could yep. just go and...
Today through Friday, we're open 9 till 3:45. And okay. anybody's welcome to come in and take a look at it until then. And then Monday, we're open regular hours, 7 to 11:45. And we go back to regular hours for the semester.
Okay.
But the reception is Tuesday from 4 until 6 in the A.C. Clark Library.
Okay. And then there's kind of a special... Well, actually, there's two other events.
Yeah, we have two programming, and they're really very different because we wanted to reach different interests in different parts of the community. On Saturday, January 26th at 2 p.m., we're going to have Devery Fairbanks. He's a member of the White Earth Band, and he's on faculty at Red Lake College, and he'll be doing storytelling. And it's open to the public. We're hoping families, young kids, anybody who wants to come in, and we're hoping to live stream that. We've had a lot of great help from our communications department, and they're going to give us a hand with trying to live stream that.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then our other programming is set for February 7th. It's on, I believe it's on a Thursday, and that's at 4 o'clock actually at the AIRC, the American Indian Resources Center on campus. And it will be a panel discussion on Native American health. We have Dr. John Gonzalez, who's a professor of psychology, Dr. Mary Wilkie. She's a professor and director of the Native Nursing Program. And we have Dr. Cornelia Santos, who's a professor of environmental studies. We also have a community member, Joe Boudreaux, who is the Indian health advocate at Sanford Health. And they will all be addressing doing a panel discussion, and we're going to have the Native students facilitating that and
Excellent.
Asking questions.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
So that's February 7th. The Native Voices exhibit opens today to the public at
yes.
the library, and the public is invited to go to third floor.
Yep. There's access anytime the library is open. It's you just walk in and you. If you need any assistance, you'll just ask. We'll help you get started on using the iPads and navigating them. I know some people aren't. I have a hard time sometimes still. So anytime the library's open, the exhibit's open.
Great. Well, thank you so much for the work that you put in to get the exhibit to come to town.
We're really excited.
It seems like really an appropriate place for this
yes.
to happen.
Great.
So thanks, Dee Dee. That's Dee Dee Narum from the Bemidji State University Library. The Native Voices exhibit is accessible to the public today through February 14th.
Yes. Thanks for having me, Katie.
You're welcome. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.